everyone, and welcome to the wonderful world of Disney. I'm Audrey Golightly 13, and unfortunately, Theater Bound 31 couldn't be here today, so I have with me instead, as a guest judge, my bestest friend in the whole wide world and new VH member, Emo Anime Wolf, otherwise known as Bobby Joe.
Hi, guys.
Yo. Yeah, we're kind of sharing a microphone right now, in case you can't tell, because she doesn't have one yet, so instead of having you suffer through the awful quality of her internal mic,
hey,
you're going to listen to two people sharing one microphone that may or may not work very well.
Well, can't be helped.
True. So, you're new to VH. Don't make people hate you!
I don't want people to hate me, I want people to love me.
Exactly, so be nice.
Maybe.
She's going to be the nice judge tonight.
Yeah.
Yes. We apologize profusely for not getting this out earlier because it was supposed to be out on Wednesday, and it's now what?
Technically Sunday.
Saturday? Shush. But yeah, so, procrastination for the win, or not, yeah. Okay. Speaking of procrastination, we've blathered on long enough. Let's get to listen to people.
Agreed.
I have to flip back to the first page. She's got her notes written in a notebook, too. Yay, old schoolness. First up, we have Ophie Cal. She did According to Plan from Corpse Bride. I forgot to mention, the Corpse Bride is not a Disney movie. The theme for this week's immunity round was, wait, that's not Disney? It's all about movies and stuff that movies and shows, etc., that people thought were Disney when they were growing up or stuff like that, but found out that they aren't. So, yeah. Anyway, without further ado, Ophie Cal, take it away.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a rather nice day.
A day for a glorious wedding.
A rehearsal, my dear, to be perfectly clear.
A rehearsal for a glorious wedding.
Assuming nothing happens that we don't really know.
That nothing unexpected interferes with the show.
And that's why everything, every last little thing, every single tiny microscopic little thing must go.
According to plan,
our son will be married.
According to plan,
our family, Carrie,
will go right into the heights of society. To the costume ball,
in the hallowed hole,
rubbing elbows with the finest,
having crumpets with her highness.
We'll be there, we'll be seen, having tea with the queen. We'll forget everything that we've ever been.
Fish merchants. It's a terrible day.
Now don't be that way.
It's a terrible day for a wedding.
It's a sad, sad state of affairs we're in.
That has led to this ominous wedding.
How could our family have come to this?
To marry off our daughter to the nouveau riche.
They're so coarse.
So coarse. Couldn't be worse.
Couldn't be worse. I'm afraid I disagree. It could be land rich bankrupt aristocracy without a pen into their name. Just like you and Mo did.
And that's why everything, every last little thing, every single tiny microscopic little thing must go. According to plan,
our daughter will wed.
According to plan,
our family led
from the depths of deepest poverty to the noble realm
of our ancestors.
And who'd have guessed in a million years that our daughter with the face
of an otter in disgrace
would provide our ticket to our rightful place.
Oh, Hildegard, what if Victor and I don't like each other?
As if that has anything to do with marriage. Do you suppose your father and I like each other?
Surely you must
a little?
Of course not.
And get those corsets laced properly. I can hear you speak without gasping. Marriage is a partnership, a little tit for tat. You'd think a lifetime watching us might have taught her that. Might have taught her that.
Everything must be perfect.
Everything must be perfect.
Everything must be perfect. Perfect. That's why everything, every last little thing, every single tiny microscopic little thing must go
according to plan.
Okay, and that was Ophikel. Since she's new at this, I'm just going to go ahead and go first the whole time. So, here goes. I liked this. I thought you had a good energy. Your characters were a little bit hard to tell in the second verse. They were hard to tell apart because they did sound a lot alike. But, you know, they've got those, like, really dull, dreary voices anyway, so it's hard to tell them apart without seeing them. I thought your harmonies were off synchronization a little bit, off sync, in the first verse mostly. But other than that, I really liked it. I thought it was good.
Same here. I thought that telling them apart was kind of difficult, and along with the harmonies, like, maybe your timing was slightly off in some and close to the end. But other than that, I thought that the using of the accents, I actually thought that was pretty good.
I will tell you this. She, I think, is our only contestant on here that actually is British.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
She didn't even have to do an accent. She just used her own. That's cheating. Yeah. Okay. And next up, we have Janie Gurley 07 with Soon from the movie Thumbelina.
I know there's someone, somewhere, someone who's sure to find me soon. After the
Janie Gurley 07 with Soon. Yay, Dawn Bluth! This, if I recall correctly, Thumbelina was a Dawn Bluth movie, and Dawn Bluth actually did work for Disney for quite a while, and then he broke off and started directing other animated films. Anyway, I thought this was really pretty. For whatever reason, your volume level changed on that last note, that last held out note. It got really, really loud. I have no idea why, but it did. It stood out. I think you added in a touch of reverb, but I think that was might have been to cover a little bit of echo from a vocal rip or something, because a lot of these may or may not have had easily accessible instrumentals, so they may have had to make their own. I think your voice is actually stronger or, like, steadier on the lower notes, because you still have that shakiness I've commented about in the past. a little bit, but it's getting better, and I think it's a lot less noticeable on the lower notes, like you're more comfortable in the lower part of your range. I don't know if that's a difference between your head and your chest voice or something, but yeah, you're still a little bit shaky on the high notes, but you're getting better, and I liked you on the lower notes. It was pretty. I think it was the word soon again that you held out at the bottom that was really pretty. And that's all I have.
Personally, I liked how you gave off your energy and you were able to hold your notes out. And she said, your pitch, it did sound a bit off at times, but other than that, it was really good. So, I liked it.
All right. So, next up we have Animated 93. And he chose to sing Danny's Arrival song from Cats Don't Dance, which I don't think I've watched, maybe once.
I don't think I've ever watched it.
Yeah, so here is Animated 93.
Since I was a little kitten, I had a dream. My name and lights, Danny the Song and Dance Cat. I got on a bus and came to the town where dreams can come true. It's gonna happen for me. It can happen for you. You can do anything if you try. The most impossible dream can come true. If you believe it, this is my kind of town. Is it clear as the nose on your face? Wow, this is the time. This is the place. This is the time. This must be the place, Hollywood, where the streets are paved with gold, where the kiddies never grow in Hollywood. Hollywood, where the stars don't shine at night. They walk around in the broad daylight in Hollywood. Dig that face, they ain't seen nothing like it any place. It's right up off the movie screen, if you know what I mean. Look at me, I'm gonna be the cat to see. I'm going down in history, just watch me! Hollywood, where the streets are paved with gold, where dreams can never grow. Right here in Hollywood.
All right, that was Animated 93. I thought you had a very smooth, jazzy sound on this. It was very swingy. Like, I like it. I loved your voice and your energy on this, your tone. You had really great attitude. And, oh my gosh, your scatting was so awesome. I'm jealous of that, because I'm not very good with that. This was just a really good song choice, because it seemed to suit your voice very well. And it seemed just not only your voice, but your personality as well. And I love it for you, so good job.
I liked the way you gave it off. Like, how you were able to use so much energy behind it to create such a good sound. But at the jazzy part was the, what was it called?
The scatting?
Yeah, the scatting. At one point it sounded a little off, like a little screechy to me for some reason. But other than that, everything sounded really good.
Alrighty. And next up, we have Soyala, which she was listening to your...
Santa Baby.
No, that was Melly. Get it right.
I'm sorry.
She was listening to your Where Are You Christmas earlier, This came up, and I told her, this is the girl you were listening to earlier. And she was like, oh, yay, person I sort of recognize. So, yeah. Soyala did Sound the Bugle Now from Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron, which was narrated by Matt Damon.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
I think he actually voiced Spirit as well. I don't remember. It's been ages since I watched that. But, that was a DreamWorks movie. So, like, I think it was even a pre-Shrek DreamWorks movie. But anyway, without further ado, Soyala.
Sound the bugle now, play it just for me. As the seasons change, remember how I used to be. Now I can't go on, I can't even start. I've got nothing left, just an empty heart. I'm a soldier, wounded, so I must give up the fight. There's nothing more for me, lead me away.
Soyala, your voice is just really pretty. I love it. You've got just like a really round, kind of full sound with just a little bit of a rasp at times that it's so pretty. I just love listening to you in general. I only have two problems with this overall. You sounded a bit like stuffy in your nose at the beginning, but it got better as you went through. but your backtrack killed me. I don't know. The quality was weird because, as usual, I was listening to this in my headphones and they're like really bass heavy, and so this had some sort of weird echo to it or something. It was just weird. And it was distracting from your vocal, which is sad because your vocal was really pretty. And so I wish there was a better backtrack out there for you to find and use, because that was pretty. You know, you would never have known unless we had known in advance. We never would have guessed that you had just had your wisdom teeth out, because she did.
Wow.
I think it might have been the week before, but depending on when she recorded it, but she had just had her wisdom teeth out. So I hope I recover that fast. Gosh. I still need to get mine out. Anyway, go.
I thought that you sounded really, really good. Your energy and sound did great to go in with your harmony and your pitch, because that sounded really good to me. The only thing I was thinking was maybe a little bit more into it, just a little bit. But other than that, it sounded great.
Well, it's a really slow, kind of mournful song.
Yeah, like more emotion.
It could have used a touch more emotion.
Yeah.
But all the songs on that soundtrack were originally done by a guy. They were originally done by, I believe, Brian Adams. I think? I don't remember.
You think?
You think? No. yeah. Okay. Next up, another familiar face. Green Girl, which I've gotten her hooked on the Girls Next Door comic, and she and I just submitted auditions today at the deadline.
Yeah.
but yeah, so she was listening to this, and I'm like, we just sent our stuff to her. Be nice. She yeah. might give us a part in the show.
Right.
Anyway, Green Girl did Tell Me Lies, another song from Cats Don't Dance. Yes, without further ado, Green Girl.
I never believed that there was a rainbow with a pot of gold at the end. I'm much too smart for fairy tales like that. Yet here I am again. I thought this time we're gonna make it. Why I thought so, I really don't know. Maybe something in his eyes just told me so. Something in his eyes tell me lies, and I'll come running. I must have lost my mind. I could close my eyes and tell you just exactly what's coming. Life's gonna turn just a little unkind. Seems like everyone's sailing way out on the sea. I'm stuck here on the shore. Sun's always shining, but it's never for me. Why should I try anymore? Tell me lies. Tell me lies. I'll just keep right on coming. This time I got to believe dream. This time I got to believe in his dream.
I know we've only been doing this, like, this is only the third official round, but I feel like I've heard you guys' voices enough that I can start commenting on more general stuff than, like, just the general quality of your voice, because I'm sort of familiar with it now. So, Green Girl, you have a very strong voice. Like, you sounded like you were holding back a bit at the beginning, actually, but then you kind of let loose towards the middle, and it was like, bam! Just sassiness. I loved it. There were a few notes, like, held out towards the end of phrases. Lost my mind, and that last something in his eyes. Those notes that you held out sounded a little bit flat in places. Or, like, not like, flat, but just slightly under pitch. But otherwise, this was just really pretty. Another very jazzy song. Yay for jazzy songs. They're awesome. And they tend to make people sound awesome. So, especially when the people already are awesome. You know, I like the word awesome.
That's because it is awesome.
Exactly. She understands me so well. I love your vibrato. I love it. I love it. I love it. I am the champion of great vibratos. I like to think I have a good vibrato. I don't know, but I recognize when other people do, and I love yours. It's very nice.
Well, I think that the way you did your song, Green Girl, it was really well done. The way that you gave it off and the jazziness to it was really, really good. But, like she said, with the pitch at the end, that did need a little bit of work, maybe. But other than that, great job.
Yay.
Yeah.
And next up, we have What the Chuck 3, which his song, he was worried it wouldn't apply because it was a bit of a loophole. I told him it would be okay. So, because his song is the Muppet Show theme song, which, yes, technically the Muppets are currently owned by Disney. And so the Muppet movie that's been out in theaters since, like, Thanksgiving is produced by Disney. But Disney only bought out the Muppets in about 2004. So even back while I was growing up, you know, back in the 90s and early 2000s, most of the early 2000s, back when I was watching Sesame Street and stuff like that, and occasionally got to see the Muppet Show, because I was more into Sesame Street because I was little. Back then, the Muppets and all the Muppet shows were owned by the Jim Henson Company. So, I mean, I think they still are, that just got bought out by Disney, but whatever. Anyway, so at the time, they had no affiliation with Disney, and his song pokes fun at that. So, yes, let's listen to the many Muppet Chucks.
It's time to play the loser! It's time to light the lights! It's time to meet the Muppets on the Muppet! It's time to put on makeup, it's time to dress up right, it's time to raise the curtain on the Muppet Show tonight. Introduce our guest star, is what it's time to do, so it really makes me happy to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chuck Pierce! Yay! Here, Chicky, here, Chicky!
Camilla, come back, I need you for my cannonball act!
Make this show any weirder?
What's that?
If it was bought by Disney.
Why do we always come here?
I guess we'll never know.
It's like a kind of torture to have to watch the show.
And now let's get things started on the most sensational,
inspirational, celebrational, confrontational. This is what we call the Muppet.
the Chuck 3. My first note. So many voices! It blows my mind. There are so many voices and characters, and they're all awesome. I loved your improv bits in the middle, because all the speaking parts in the middle were improv, he said in the email. And so that was hilarious. Yeah, like, I have written down that, yes, it was bought out by Disney, but when I was growing up, it still belonged to Jim Henson, so it's all good. I loved your energy so much. I loved your characters. They were insane.
I really loved how you did your voices on that. That was really cool.
That's kind of his thing.
And all of it combined with the improvisation of making fun of, oh, what if it was owned by Disney? Oh, wait, it is.
Yeah.
That really made me crack up. It was really good.
I know. I laughed so hard at that.
And I think at one point, very close to the end where they were saying show, I think maybe in the beginning, the S or the first half of it might have been a little off with the combining, but it was barely hardly noticeable. I had to listen really closely again. But it was really good. I loved it.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome, awesome.
Awesome possum.
Awesome blossom. Okay, next up, we have a page turn. Yay!
Yay, page turns!
Yeah. All right. Next up, we have Lucidity, which he did Tough to Be a God from The Road to El Dorado, which is another DreamWorks picture. I love this movie.
It was so funny. Your horse bit me on the butt.
So that's your plan, is it? Yep, that's about it. But I like it. But anyway, so, yeesh. Lucidity was Tulio and Miguel from The Road to El Dorado.
I hardly think I'm qualified to come across all sanctified. I just don't cut it with the cherubim.
Julia, what are you talking about?
There again, they're on their knees. Being worshipped is a breeze, which rather suits us in the interim.
The interim, me and him. Oh my God,
it's tough to be a god. Tread where mortals have not trod. Be deified when really you're a sham. Be an object of devotion. Be the subject of psalms. It's a rather touching notion. All those prayers and those salams. And who am I to bridle if I'm forced to be an idol? If they say that I'm a god, that's what I am. What's more, if we don't comply with the locals' wishes, I can see us being sacrificed or stuffed.
You have a point there, that's very good thinking.
So, let's be gods. The perks are great, yeah. El Dorado on a plate.
Thank you.
Local feeling should not be rebuffed.
Never rebuff the local feeling.
No, my friend. It's tough to be a god, but if you get the people's nod, count your blessings,
yeah, keep them sweet.
That's our advice.
Great advice.
Be a symbol of perfection. Be a legend. Be a cult. Take the prayers. Take a collection. As the multitudes exult. Don a supernatural habit. We'd be crazy not to grab it. So sign up to new gods for paradise. Paradise!
All right, that was Lucidity. Must be tough to be a god, Lucid. All right, your Miguel lines were really good, but at times the harmonies sounded a bit, like, just a bit off, like they sounded strained. The characters were a little hard to tell apart. I don't know, just, it was a little hard to differentiate at times. This song is just, it's so fun. And I think it did suit your voice very well, so I liked it. It made me dance.
It made me want to get up and dance.
Well, I didn't get up and dance. I just kind of sat there and, like, bobbed my shoulders like a weirdo because I'm too lazy to get up and dance.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it made me want to get up and dance because you had such good energy behind it. It really kind of motivates to just get up and start moving.
Oh, yeah.
The harmonies did sound off and sometimes, and the voice distinction was a little hard, but it's still kind of there. That you can still kind of tell them apart.
And for the most part, I think the lines made it easier to tell.
Yeah.
But when you started getting into the harmonies, I mean, obviously it was still Tulio on the main lines. The only reason I know who's who is because it said so in the song, so.
Yes. Awesome song.
Yeah, I wouldn't have remembered which one was which, but yeah. Yay for song lyrics telling you who's who, because that way you don't have to go look it up. I think that's all we've got, right?
That's enough of my notes.
Well, that's all we've got for Lucidity, anyway. That's not all the people we have, goodness.
Oh, goodness, no.
No, we've only got three more, you know. That brings us to a nice round total of 10!
10!
10 out of 16 people submitted for this. Gosh, we must have y'all nervous.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, this is the first week that they had to do both singing and acting for the main round, so.
Mm.
I can't say I blame them for being nervous. But, yeah. Next up, we have Musical-tastic. She also did Tell Me Lies from Cats Don't Dance. It's kind of a popular song tonight. It's the only repeat we had. But, yeah. Alrighty, so. Come on, Musical-tastic, tell us some lies.
I never believed that there was a rainbow with a pot of gold at the end. I'm much too smart for fairy tales like that. Yet here I am again. I thought this time we're gonna make it. Why I thought so, I really don't know. Maybe something in his eyes just told me so. Something in his eyes tell me lies. Now come running. I must have lost my exactly what's coming. Life's gonna turn just a little unkind. Seems like everyone's sailing way out on the sea, and I'm stuck here on the shore. Sun's always shining, but it's never on me. Why should I try anymore? Tell me lies, tell me lies, and I'll just keep right on running. This time I've got to believe in his dream. This time I've got to believe in his
I thought this really suits your tone well, because you have a nice jazzy tone to begin with. You sounded like a kind of a sassy lounge singer with that jazzy voice. I loved your vibrato as well. I loved it a lot. I thought you used it really well. And you got to be a bit belty in this song, which I liked, because I've been wishing for that this whole time that I've been listening to you, because every time I hear you, it sounds like you're holding back just a little bit, and you need to not hold back, because when you do let loose, I like your beltiness. It's awesome. Your voice is awesome. Again, this sounded like you had like a vocal rip for the background vocal, and so in places there was a little bit of echoiness that was noticeable from that. So, I mean, I think it wouldn't have been quite so noticeable if your volume had been a little louder, because for whatever reason, whenever I hear you, you tend to be mixed kind of quiet. I don't know if that's just the way you record or what, but you tend to be a little bit, your volume in general tends to be quiet, your volume level. Not necessarily your singing level, but just the way things are mixed, you sound kind of distant. I don't know. But other than that, I loved it, I loved it, I loved it. Very pretty. Yay! Belting. I wish I could do that.
I loved how your entrance. I thought it was a really good, how you were able to just get right into it. And your pitch, you were always on it. And I loved your how you were able to do your pronunciations and get the movement in it. It was really good. But the volume, just don't hold back, girl. Get out there. Do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Like, honestly, I think that's more of a technical thing, like a technological thing. I think you're doing some sort of like noise removal or something to filter stuff out of the background, and it's filtering you down. I think I've commented on that before. So it makes your volume level kind of quiet in relation to everything else. It's not like you're getting drowned out by the background. You just sound kind of muffled. And I wish whatever you're doing, just try for one time not to do that, to see what it sounds like, so we can actually hear you better, because I like your voice so much. Okay. Next up, we have Javon M. That boy. I had to make her listen to some of your other stuff so that she would do the same sort of thing that Allison and I did. Wait, you're 16? Not possible.
I was shocked.
I think everyone is. He does not sound 16. It's not fair.
Yeah.
Anyway, his song is Accidentally in Love from Shrek. So, yay. I don't know. I've always kind of liked that song. So, yay.
Yay.
Yay, 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 yay. Anyway, random yays. And let's listen to Javon M.
So she said, what's the problem, baby? What's the problem? I don't know. Well, maybe I'm in love. Think about it every time I think about it. Can't stop thinking about it. How much longer will it take to cure this? Just to cure it, cause I can't ignore it if it's love. Makes me wanna turn around and face me, but I don't know nothing about love. Oh, come on, come on. Turn a little faster. Come on, come on. The world will follow after. Come on, come on. Because everybody's after love. So I said, I'm a snowball running, running down into the spring that's coming. All this love melting under blue skies, belting out sunlight, shimmering love. Well, baby, I surrender to the strawberry ice cream. Never ender, ender all this love. Well, I didn't mean to do it, but there's no escaping your love. Ah, these lines of lightning mean we're never alone, never alone. No, no, come on, come on, move a little closer. Come on, come on. on, I wanna hear you whisper. Come on, come on, settle down inside my love. Oh, come on, come on, jump a little higher. Come on, come on, if you feel a little lighter. Come on, come on, we were once upon a time in love. Accidentally 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 I'm in love. 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 Accidentally I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love. Come on, come on, spin a little tighter. Come on, come on, the world's a little brighter. Come on, come on, just get yourself inside her love. I'm in love.
Meep. This was awesome. There were so many J Von M's, so many harmonies. For once, we actually got to hear, like, kind of the higher part of your range instead of, like, the low rumblies, because I know I always kind of fawn over your low bass voice because I like low rumbly bass voices, but I liked this from you, too, because it was different. I loved the harmonies. I loved your energy. I thought you did this song really well. I thought it sounded like you had fun with it, so... Always, when you sound like, when you're having fun with a song, it comes across real well. And so, yeah, I love this from you, as usual. Since when have I ever not liked anything you did? It's not fair. yeah, you go.
Okay, well, I thought the energy was great, and your pronunciations were really good in this song. And what else? Yeah, I like this song a lot. But in some places, it sounded a little rough. But that's probably just because your voice range.
Yeah, I meant to mention something about that, even though I didn't write it down. Because it came up while I was talking to her about it. I think you're more used to singing in the lower part of your range. So this higher part, kind of parts of it, like the higher notes, sounded a bit strained. Like, I don't know if you were pushing or if you're just not used to singing that high or what, but some of it sounded a little bit strained in places.
And I think there was a small stumble at the end. Maybe a stumble on the words.
But do you remember where that was?
Just a few seconds before the end. I think it was... I don't remember exactly where. I just thought I noticed something was maybe a little off. But other than that, I love the song. It was really good. And I remember a few months ago, I was on YouTube and I listened to this song, I think.
Alrighty. Last but not least, we have Caesar the King with my favorite song. Yay!
Fangirls!
Yes, I love Anastasia. I wanted to be her growing up. It's like, somebody's going to tell me I'm secretly a princess. Or a duchess, or whatever she was.
She's Russian.
Well, duh. So she would have been like a czarina or something. Ooh, ironic. Irony. Caesar the Tsar. Czarina. Anastasia. Irony. Anyway. He was singing Rasputin's In the Dark of the Night. I love that song so much. One of my favorite villain songs ever, probably.
I also only recently watched Anastasia for the first time.
I disown you.
No! But I loved it. It was really good.
Of course you loved it. How could you not love it?
I just like the dark side of it.
And I understand how people could get it confused with being Disney. Because it's a princess. But no offense, but Anastasia's
too bad.
She's too bad A to actually be a Disney princess. All right, let's listen to Caesar.
last, my dark purpose can be fulfilled, and the last of the Romanovs will die! In the dark of the night I was tossing and turning, and the nightmare I had was as bad as can be. It scared me out of my wits, a corpse falling to bits. Then I opened my eyes and the nightmare was me. I was once the most mystical man in all Russia. When the royals betrayed me, they made a mistake. My curse made each of them pay. But one little girl got away. Little Lanya, beware, must be put away. Revenge will be sweet when the curse is complete. She'll be gone! I can feel that my powers are slowly returning. Tie my sash and a dash of cologne for that smell. As the pieces fall into place, I'll see her crawl into place. Do svidaniya, Anya, your grace. Farewell. Terror is the least I can do. Soon she will feel that her nightmares are real. She'll be through. My dear, here's a sign, it's the end of the line. Come, my minions, rise for your master. Let your evil shine. Find her now, yes, fly ever faster. In the dark of the night, in the dark of the night, in the dark of the night. She'll be mine!
Okay, and that was Caesar the King with In the Dark of the Night. I love this song so much. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I don't really think you did it justice.
Yes.
You didn't have the right emotion. You weren't, like, menacing enough. You didn't sound... The thing is with villains is a lot of the time they're really angry about something and then they're, like, crazed about it. So they're, like, angry and maniacal, and you didn't come off certainly not as maniacal and not quite angry enough for Rasputin. Yeah. And there were pitch problems everywhere.
Oh yeah.
The whole line, my dear, here's a sign, it's the end of the line, was just flat, all over the place. And some of the lines after it were off timing wise as well. And then you scared the crud out of me at the end. Because,
that part,
like,
was cool.
The very last line is, she'll be mine! And he comes in with this, like, death metal, like, growl. Yeah. And it terrified me. I was like, oh my gosh, where did that come from? But yeah. It's a good song, but I don't think it was necessarily a good song for you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I did think that you did do pretty good with the background voices. That did sound pretty good to me.
The background vocals were not him.
Oh.
He gave credit to the person that did the background tracks.
Okay, then not. I really did kind of like the feeling to it, but then again, it did need to be more angry and maniacal in some places. The pitch was definitely off, and it did sound a little bit airy to me in some places, but yeah, it did need some work. Maybe it wasn't your range or something, but it was definitely weird in some places.
Okay. So, we are going to stop and deliberate and compare scores now, and then we will come back and tell you who won immunity. Woo! Woo, woo, woo! I was about to say, you didn't woo? Come on. Woo! All right, we're back. This was a fairly close show. Our lowest score was a 6.5. Ouch. but out of 10. But our highest score, we only had one person get this. We had a perfect 10. Yay!
Woohoo!
Woo! And the person who got that is, drumroll please, or something resembling a drumroll anyway, Musical-tastic! You go, girl! And by extension, her partner, Caesar the King, also has immunity. So, congratulations, both of you. Yay!
Woo!
And I think that's everything. I don't really have any announcements to make. I'm not entirely sure when Allison and I will be able to get together to record the next main round episode. I'm sorry to be putting it off so long for you guys, but this week has just been crazy busy. We'll let you know soon and record it and let you know who won and who's eliminated and send out emails for the next round, etc. and so forth. Yep. I think that's about it.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Probably won't be seeing me any.
Maybe. You never know. I might call you in if we need another guest judge.
That is true.
Yeah. So, I'm Audrey Golightly 13, as you already know.
I'm Emo Anime Wolf.
And this has been the wonderful world of Disney. I hope you enjoyed your stay, temporary though it was. Have a magical day, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
That's all, folks.
That's Warner Brothers.
It's not Disney.
Precisely. Fail. There we go.
Right through the mic.
All right. That's about it. Bye.
Bye-bye.